This is Dakota Datebook for June 5th. The challenges farmers faced during the Dirty 30s took a U-turn with the outbreak of World War II. The rains returned, crops were good, and land was cheap. The American military's increased demand for crops and meat drove up prices for those commodities. While the state lagged behind in war-specific industrial production, North Dakota's contribution in the form of agricultural products should not be underestimated. The end of the war brought prosperity, but also uncertainty. Between citizens serving in the military and those who left the state for lucrative jobs in defense industries, North Dakota experienced a significant population decline during the war. Military sites in the state, such as prisoner of war camps, would be closing, and the government's demand for agricultural products would decrease. North Dakota's income increased significantly during the war, and there was skepticism about whether the state could maintain that growth. When World War II ended, Europe lay in ruins. Entire cities had been destroyed. Economies were devastated, and people faced famine. On this date in 1947, Secretary of State George Marshall proposed a plan for Europe's economic recovery with assistance from the United States. Congress overwhelmingly passed the Economic Cooperation Act of 1948. President Truman signed the act, which became known as the Marshall Plan, on April 3, 1948. Congress appropriated more than $13 billion for Europe's recovery. While the money was intended to rebuild Europe and promote stability, there was also a corresponding domestic benefit. North Dakota illustrates how the Marshall Plan benefited the United States as well. The plan fueled North Dakota's economic growth. There was heightened demand for the state's agricultural products, especially wheat. This boosted farmers' incomes, which in turn contributed to a healthy economy. The economic stability created by the Marshall Plan also encouraged investment in American infrastructure. North Dakota benefited from improved transportation and communication systems, which increased access to markets for the state's products. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.